This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. You may have noticed Amazon has started to drop list prices. You know, the posted original price that makes us feel good about scoring a deal. It could be that the online retailer is trying to make sure it's not at risk of being accused of false advertising. Or maybe Amazon isn't trying to sell us on low prices the same way it used to. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Academics and psychologists have studied the excitement of getting a bargain for years. You feel smart for buying something at a discount. Feels like you're getting one over on the retailer. But what if that price is just made up?
List price is a useful fiction that was designed to establish comparison.
John Rand is Senior Vice President of Market Insights at Kantar Retail. He says getting rid of them is overdue, and in some ways it's just retailers catching up with the times.
Why bother when anyone who wants to can search a price anyway?
That is, online. And if you're making up those list prices, nowadays consumers can find evidence online and document it. That's led to lawsuits for companies like JCPenney and Overstock. Or, if you feel like you're getting tricked, you might tweet about it or post it on your Facebook page. Sundar Bharadwaj is a professor of marketing at the University of Georgia.
So the consumers have a megaphone now. It's not like in the past. And that might lead to bad PR for firms.
He says that's a big deal, especially for online retailers. Amazon is trying to be the one-stop shop for basically everything a consumer needs. Richard Feinberg teaches retail management at Purdue University. He says for Amazon, getting rid of the list price is more about consumer loyalty than anything else.
Consumers are just not going to break out of Amazon, go to the Google, and search for that price.
He says a lot of consumers are now buying things more out of convenience than price. But getting rid of the list price could just be an experiment. After all, Amazon has access to a lot of data, and it'll be the first to see if that feeling of getting a bargain really was the key to its success. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.